We all need encouragement at some point in time, whether it's for personal motivation, comfort, or reflection. An encouraging word can offer hope, inspiration, or a new perspective. Each week, we will explore biblical passages that will encourage and remind us of God's love, faithfulness, greatness, and sovereignty in our lives. So, let's start the week off right. I'm your podcast host, Drea, and you're now listening to Divine Exhortations. Hey, friend, and happy Monday, December 20th. As always, thank you for tuning in to Divine Exhortations with Drea. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome to the podcast. I truly believe that you are going to be blessed by what you hear. And for those of you who continue to show your support by sending me DMs or shouting me out on social media, you know, letting me know that you are enjoying the season and I'm doing a good job. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate your kind words. And if you are looking for some inspiration this holiday season, you know, you don't have to look too far. Just go back and listen to any of my previous episodes. I promise you, you will be inspired, challenged, or encouraged, okay? All right, so we have one more episode left of this season. That is next week, Monday, December the 27th. We are going to end season two on a high note. So stay tuned. It's going to be amazing as we transition and we get ready to enter 2022. I'm just really looking forward to the word and what my guest is going to share with you all. Like, I truly, truly believe it's going to change your perspective as we prepare for the new year. All right. So it is what, 5 more days till Christmas, and looking forward to, you know, spending time with family. And I do want to say to you all, just to please be careful and be safe this holiday season. With the rising numbers of COVID cases and the new variant, you know, I want everyone definitely to let loose and enjoy yourself, but please be safe and just please, please be careful out there. All right. Okay. So, our guest, that's it. I almost forgot my next segment. All right. So joining me today is a very good friend of mine. We met through a mutual friend this year. He has become someone that I can call brother and friend, and I just truly respect and admire the love that he has for the Word of God. And I just truly am just so grateful that he agreed to come on this podcast and just share an uplifting word with you all today. He is from the U.S. of the A, and he is representing New Jersey, my friend and brother in Christ, Desmond Altman. Welcome to the podcast. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, friend. I'm doing good.
Good.
All right. So just so you're aware, Desmond, what I've been doing is I've been asking all of my guests just to briefly share their salvation story and their experience. So how you came to know the Lord.
This is a good one. I came to know the Lord very different from most people that we do know. Mm-hmm. The way that I came to know the Lord, I happened to go to a church looking to actually fight somebody.
Wow.
And I went to fight. I went to the morning service. The person didn't show up to the morning service. And I happened to stick around because they had a night service. I'm not used to churches. At that time, I wasn't used to churches doing night services. Mm-hmm. And it just so happened that the church was in the midst of a revival conference. And I came to know the Lord that night. That night, I went to the altar. I was filled with the Holy Ghost that night. And what I went to do ended up not happening because of an experience that I had I believe in being in the right place at the right time.
Amen. Thank God for his intervention.
Big time.
Oh my goodness. So thank you so much for sharing that experience. And also just thank you again, Desmond, for agreeing to come on this platform and to just share an uplifting word with someone today. I truly believe someone is going to be encouraged. All right. So I'll hand over to you at this time and you can lead us with your exhortation.
All right. Cool. I pray this does bless someone as well. I am going to do something that is fresh to me as I was working on this over the last several days. And just looking at the time in which we're in the Christmas season. We find that during the Christmas season, a lot of people are dealing with so many different emotions, right?
Yeah.
Holidays come about. Everyone's either dealing with some type of grief, some type of emotional baggage. But what I'm finding more and more that many people toward the end of the year are dealing more with the spirit of frustration. After going through a year where most of us, we make New Year's resolutions and we're saying, this is going to be our year. Things are going to be different. Things are going to be great. And as you transition through the year, that first quarter, second quarter, seems like things are good. But it seems like as you get toward the end of that second quarter, coming to the third quarter, things seem to shift for a lot of us.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if momentum is not there. I'm not sure if we just lose passion and focus. But what I want to deal with tonight, I'm going to read from Amos chapter 9, verse number 13 and 14. I'll read the King James, but I really want to focus on the Message version of this because I do believe that this can be the start of what needs to be done in our lives as we propel ourselves into this new year by God's grace, 2022, dealing with the last almost 2 years of going through a pandemic. Most of us couldn't go outside.
Yeah.
Most of us couldn't do what we want to do, go to the movies, go out to eat with our friends and stuff like that. But I honestly believe that the Lord wants to take us from a place where we get out of saying, I almost got to do this. I almost got to do that. And get us more to a place where we just know that everything is all right.
Amen.
So moving from a place of almost to a place of all right. Amos 9 and 13 reads, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that soweth seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit thereof. Verse 15 says, and I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, which I have given them, saith the Lord thy God. That's the King James Version. The Message Version reads a lot different, and that's the one I really want to focus on. The Message Version says, yes, indeed, it won't be long now, God's decree. Things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing fast on the hills of the other, you won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once, and everywhere you look, blessings. Blessings like wine pouring off the mountains and hills. I'll make everything right again for my people Israel. They will rebuild their ruined cities. They'll plant vineyards and drink good wine. They'll work their gardens and eat fresh vegetables. And I'll plant them on their own land. They'll never again be uprooted from the land I've given them. God, your God, say so.
Amen.
And as we look at this, and as I said, I really want to deal with that spirit of frustration, because frustration is more than just an emotional response to when things happen. Frustration is a spirit that is easily overlooked by many of us. Why? Because it's not given the proper attention due to its tendencies that are not easily noticed or recognized. Many of us, we go through our days and no one will ever know that we are frustrated because we do well with putting on a good poker face. We've mastered going to church and doing the churchanity where we know how to keep that poker face intact, even though what we're really dealing with is tearing us apart. I find that when we get to this stage, we find ourselves coming to church with that frustration, but we end up leaving more frustrated than what we actually came with.
Right.
And the reason can be for several things. And while I've been studying this and looking at this from the context of us as believers in Jesus Christ, many reasons of frustration have to do with possibly one of four things. The first one is either vision is not coming to pass because what you hear in your spirit isn't being heard by the people around you.
Right.
Easily can cause you to be frustrated. Two, frustration with just life and the decisions that we've made in this life. Some of the decisions that we've made have led us to a place of frustration because it's pulled us out of the will of God for our lives. The next thing is just frustration with our own selves.
Yeah.
Many of us don't love ourselves. We're not happy with ourselves. And then the fourth one is frustrated with God. Yeah. And I say that because many of us are sowing and sowing and sowing, but we're not seeing the evidence or any reaping happening from the sowing that we're doing. So what we must understand is that frustration is experienced whenever the results that we are expecting do not seem to fit the effort or the action that we have been applying.
Exactly.
I honestly have come to the point to understand more that frustration is really birthed out of that spirit of that almost I was talking about. Almost being able to do something, almost being able to hold something tangible in our hands. And the spirit of almost, truthfully, is a spirit that is, it's a hindering spirit. That's what it truly is, because it's launched for God's people not to progress or obtain spiritual blessings.
Right.
Almost keeps us away from the very things that God has said or spoken over our lives that we should have. Galatians 5 and 7 says, you did run well, but who hindered you that you should not obey the truth? Many of us, we get to a place in our lives where what God has spoken, we start, let me be, you know me, Dre. I'm very transparent.
Go ahead.
Let me speak it for myself. I know what it is to be at a point in my life where I will hear something from God. And instead of me sit down and take it in and really strategically plan for it, I will hear what God says and I will just go running. But I found myself running into a brick wall.
Yeah.
Because what we fail to do is really hear what God says and strategize to get there.
Right.
Okay. It's easy to say, I want to get a master's degree. But in order for you to get to a master's degree, you have to have graduated high school. You must have gotten a bachelor's degree. And you must actually apply into a master's program and complete it. But many of us, we like to hear what God says and he shows us the end results. But I find that many of us, we have a hard time dealing with the process.
Yes, you're talking good.
In between, that keeps us in that place of almost, because it's like, I don't want to go through this no more. Let me just get to the end result.
Yeah.
Let me just get to the victory. But the Bible lets us know clearly in Romans 8 that all things
work together
for good to them that love God.
Amen.
The all things are not always positive things. Some of those things are negative things as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if we sit down and strategize on how we can get to a higher level in God, or a deeper level in God, or where many of us, we got into the cliches that this is going to be my year. This is going to be, yes, this is going to be the year that I do everything that God says. But here is the truth. Because we allow things and people to hinder us from what we heard in our spirit, the truth is it puts us in a position like Moses. God told Moses to speak to the rock, but Moses decided to strike the rock.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is, we cannot expect to be blessed when we don't fully obey what God says for us to do.
Right.
We have to get to a place that if we're going to get to an understanding of everything is all right, no matter what is happening, because of the God we serve, then that means that I'm following the script according to what the Lord says.
Amen.
Okay. Frustration. I'm going to say it like this. Frustration is that spirit that we fight on a regular basis, but there's a force that is behind that spirit,
mm-hmm.
which is why frustration sits on many of us the way that it does. For some reason, most of us can't shake when we get frustrated. We can't shake it off real quick.
Yeah.
It seems like it stays with us for days and weeks and months, and for some of us, years, because we let it harbor. But the Bible tells us in Ephesians 6 that we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
Yes, yes.
But we wrestle against principalities. We wrestle against powers. We wrestle against the rulers of the darkness of this world. We wrestle against spiritual wickedness in high places. And here is the truth. You have to expect that any time that God speaks a word over your life that's going to propel you into purpose or propel you into your destiny, you have to expect that the enemy wants to stop that any way he can.
Mm-hmm.
So if he can put a stumbling block in your way for you to be frustrated and it throws you off course for 3 months, he's done his job. He has done his job.
Yeah.
Why? Because now it's gotten you to not focus on, hey, I serve a God that's going to get me through. Let's be honest. When we get frustrated, we start doing a whole bunch of things. I pray most of us, you're not like me. You're not cussing and carrying on. You know what I'm saying? Because we get frustrated.
We do.
You might say some things and you might do some things that is not indicative of who you really are in God.
Yeah.
The enemy has done his job. The Bible says in Revelation that anytime that the devil is going to put in his appearance, his time is a short time.
Mm-hmm.
So he just has to come in real quick, boom, create that havoc, and he's gone. But then we find that many of us, we sit around and the devil. No. What the devil did was like 4 or 5 months ago.
Mm.
It's now just you. And we have to get to a point where we now understand that the choices we make is what's going to propel us continuously to get past that moment of frustration, right?
Mm.
Especially now that we're in the Christmas time. Everybody wants to buy gifts. Everyone wants to, you know, have a big Christmas tree. I don't really do all of that. But this year, I said to myself, hey, my daughter deserves it. So I done did the Christmas tree. I done put lights and stars and candy.
Good for you.
Listen, if I had it my way, it probably wouldn't happen like that. Got all these gifts under the tree. And I'm like, boy. But I had to think about it. There was once upon a time in my life, I couldn't buy gifts for no one.
Mm.
And I remember being in that time of being frustrated. Why? Because hey, I didn't have money, I didn't have things flowing the way that I knew it could be happening, but I blamed everyone else except for myself. A lot of times the frustration that we deal with, especially in these times of the holidays, when times where people are supposed to spend time with their family, the truth is most of our frustration is very much internal.
Yeah.
We have become our own worst enemy.
100%.
But God is saying, I want to take you from a place of almost, or a place where things haven't been flowing for you, to a place where you're going to be A-okay.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says that some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord.
Yes, amen.
And in this time, in this season, and in truthfully, I know we always say that, but really in every season of our lives, we have to trust God. We have to trust God. So the Bible lets us know that he will never leave us, nor will he forsake us, nor will he have his seed begging for bread.
Mm-hmm.
Amos 9 and 13 in the Message Bible says clearly, it won't be long from now. God's decree. Stop right there. It won't be long from now.
Amen.
God's decree. What you may be faced with right now, what you may be going through right now, God said it. It won't be long. It won't be long now. It won't be long. Why? Because the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4 that we're troubled on every side, yet we're not distressed.
Right.
We're perplexed, but not in despair. We're persecuted, but not forsaken. We're cast down, but not destroyed.
Not destroyed, yes.
And that same passage of scripture, verse 17 says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, it worketh for us, hallelujah,
yes,
a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
Amen.
Everything that you may have experienced over the last 2 years or 5 years or 10 years that seems to have kept you in a place of frustration, the Lord is getting ready to shift it all.
Yes, amen.
Don't think because the year is almost over that God doesn't have time to shift your life. Here it is today, is Monday, the 20-something. We almost at Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Christmas is Saturday. God is saying, I still have time to let this year, 2021, end up being the greatest year of your life, though we're in the last 2 weeks of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever God gets ready to propel you into, it'll take you into your new year, not worrying about making New Year's resolutions, but just continuing in the flow that he has for you.
Right.
Okay. Amos 9, again, it says, Message version says, the blessings are going to come, but the blessings are like wine pouring off the mountain. Put a visual in your mind. This is what I mean when I say whatever he does in the last 2 weeks will just continue to flow into the new year. Imagine looking at the top of a mountain and you just see the wine flowing down from the mountain.
Mm.
This is what your blessings are looking like. Because anytime that wine or water or anything that is flowing is coming down from a mountain, there's nothing in its way that can stop the flow. You can try to put a rock to stop it, but the liquid is just going to go around the rock and keep making its way down.
Right.
The blessings are going to flow and pour off the mountain. The mountains are significant of something that we have faith in, that can be removed. Why? Because most of us have prayed for mountains to move out of our lives and they haven't happened. That's a good indicator for me to believe that if the mountain hasn't moved, that's the place where your wine is going to flow from.
Ooh, yes. Wow.
Whatever, it, you know, we've always say, speak to your mountain, speak to your mountain, yeah, speak to your mountain, and your mountain should be moved. But if your mountain does not move, that is an indicator that the blessings that are going to come on your life is going to be from that very mountain.
Almighty God.
Everything that God speaks over your life shall come to pass. He said, you shall be blessed in the city.
Yes.
You shall be blessed in the field. You shall be blessed in your coming out and in your going in. He said, you shall be the head and not the tail. You shall be above and not beneath. You shall be the lender and not the borrower. The very mountain that you thought that you were just going to speak to and it was going to move out of your way is the very mountain God is going to use to show you your blessings are going to flow. Think about the woman that gave her last to the prophet.
Yes.
And the prophet said, go and borrow vessels. Think about this. If she only got two vessels, she would have cut off what God wanted to do for her.
Right.
See, if every time you speak to a mountain, the mountain moves, how can we really judge or determine the very thing that's going to challenge you to grow? Sometimes the mountains in our lives are there for you to, yeah, you might speak to it, but it's there for God to say, I am going to show you who I am from this place. Mm-hmm. That woman borrowed every vessel that she could, and the oil continued to flow. As long as she brought in the vessels, the oil was continuing to flow. And I want to speak to into someone's life today as we're closing out this year. Everything that the Lord told you at the beginning of the year can still be accomplished. Go and borrow vessels.
Oh, man. Amen.
That mountain that you wanted to speak to and just let it get out the way just so that you can go on with your life, God is saying, I'm pouring your blessings from this very mountain. We have to analyze when something that is in front of us is for us or against us. Because when the scripture does say that all things work together for good, it meant that very thing.
Mm-hmm.
It meant it. It didn't mean only the good things work for us. It didn't mean that. It didn't mean that only thing that's happening for us, you just speak, and that's it. Yes, the Bible says, ask and it shall be given. Knock and the door shall be open. If you seek, you will find it. But what do you, I'm way off my script now. But what do you do when God puts you in a season of ambiguity? That the very things that you've been asking for, you're not seeing.
Oh, boy.
This is where God is challenging you, that the very mountain in front of you, he's going to use to bless you.
That's right.
Because even though God is always speaking, what do you do when he's not speaking? Because what he's already told you to do, you decided to do something else. And you're like, God, what should I do? The answer is go back and do what he already told you to do. He didn't say every mountain that comes in front of you, speak to it and it shall be removed. He never said that. And I know we always say, oh, the Bible says that he'll never put more on you than you can bear. That's not Bible.
That's right. That's not.
That's not Bible. But the Bible does tell us that we should endure hardship.
Yes, as a good soldier.
As a good soldier.
Right.
Some situations are happening to test if we are truly a good soldier. If everything that we have spoken and declared, we really mean it. Sometimes the storms that we are going through is really to see where your level of faith is in Him.
Mm.
That mountain in front of you is to challenge your faith in God. Because if you do it the way God says to do it, it's going to be accomplished.
Yes.
But if you decide to do your own thing, you cannot expect to receive the harvest, which is why you're frustrated. So I want to challenge everyone, and this will be my last statement. I want to challenge everyone that as we're closing this year, hallelujah, it is enough time for God to still do what He said He will do. But it is actually incumbent upon you to do what He told you to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that God is not hearing us. Man, I'm challenging myself.
Me too,
it's not
bro.
That God is not hearing us.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
But He's already spoken something that we have not accomplished yet. That's why the mountain that's in front of you is not moving. Because this is the mountain that your blessings are flowing from. Don't strike the rock. Speak to your rock. Because the truth is, partial obedience or partial disobedience is still complete disobedience to God.
Right.
Or partial obedience is still complete disobedience to God. Do it the way God told you to do it. And if you do it God's way, the Bible says that He'll do exceeding and abundantly above all that we ask, above all that we think. Here's the key part. According to the power that works in us.
Mm.
The power that you have is in what you decree. It is in what you say. And this is why the Lord said, it won't be long now. His decree, because His word will not return unto Him void. It's God's decree. What you're faced with, you're not going to be here always. But do what God says for you to do, and He's going to blow your mind in this next season of your life. God bless you. I love you all. In Jesus' name.
Wow. Okay. So I'm a mess. I'm a mess because this word was so timely and so relevant, at the same time challenging us. Man, for my listeners, please receive this word over your life today. This word is for you in the season that you are going through right now. Remember that God is faithful.
Yes.
He is faithful. Wow. Okay. I'm not going to say anything more because I don't want to ruin this wonderful message of hope and just reassurance. Just remember the promises of God over your life. Oh, man. Thank you so much, Desmond, for just availing yourself and allowing the Lord just to use you. Really do appreciate it very much.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate you.
Thank you, Lord. All right.
I'm jacked up over here.
Yeah, listen, bro. It's okay. While you were speaking, I was getting like goosebumps. Like, I'm like, man, because if I can just quickly just say this before I get you to pray, because out of the examples of frustrations that you listed earlier, like I checked off like three of them. I've been frustrated with God. I've been frustrated with myself. I've been frustrated with the process. You know what I mean? And like you said, a lot of times I find very interesting that God will speak a word directly to us and give us the end results. But it's always that in between where we don't know, right? And that's where our faith is tested. Right. It really is tested. And I think a lot of times we want God to give us the full elaborate plan. And he doesn't always do that, right? But can we trust him? Can we stand in front of that mountain that's there and speak to it, like you said, not strike it, and just, you know, not allow the frustration of life to really get to us and bombard us? And, you know, I was thinking about just frustration as a whole and just my own personal experiences where it's manifested in different ways, where I become very like irritable and snappy, like with my children or my husband. You know what I mean? It just starts to creep in like all areas of my life if, you know, if I don't put it under subjection. So if that's you and you can relate that, you know, you're having some challenges with frustration, life is not going as you thought it would, you're hitting a lot of roadblocks, a lot of detours, I'm saying to you, trust in God. Trust in him. He is going to see you through. He is going to navigate you through all of the ups and downs of this life. Okay. I'm not going to say anymore. I hope y'all are blessed by this. Desmond, can you do us the honor and just close this episode out in prayer, please?
Righteous and eternal Father, Jesus Christ, Lord, we love you. We appreciate you. We honor you, for you are great and you are an awesome God. Lord, we thank you for this time that we've been able to come and to share with your people. Lord, we thank you for Andrea. We thank you, oh God, for giving her the vision for this podcast, where she's able to bring hope to those that are listening, those that may not go to church on a regular basis, those who do go to church on a regular basis, that would challenge them to have a deeper relationship with you. We thank you. Lord, we just ask that anyone that will be listening to this episode or any previous episode or any more episodes to come, Father, we pray that something will be heard in not just their ears, but in their spirit, that will prick their hearts to say yes to you even more. Father, we pray, oh God, that you would touch the listener. We pray, oh God, that you would strengthen their faith in you. We ask you, oh God, that you would just build us up even the more. Help us to trust you in times of trouble. Help us to trust you when times get rough. Help us to depend on you, for your word lets us know for us to not to lean to our own understanding, but in all of our ways, we should acknowledge you, for you will direct our paths. God, we just ask that you will continue to have your way in our lives. Lord, we ask that even as we're going to go through this Christmas weekend, God, we pray, oh God, that anyone that may not get anything that they were really looking for, we pray, oh God, that you would touch them to realize that they have the greatest gift, which is life and life in you. Lord, we ask that you would just strengthen us as we go, even as we prepare for a new year. If it is your will for us to cross over, Lord, we pray, oh God, that we will go into that year with a fresh zeal and a passion for you. We pray, if it's your will for us to cross over, that we will go with a strategy for success, to be closer to you and to draw men to come to you, to compel them to come. God, we just ask that you would just fly the hand of the enemy, for the enemy's desire is to sift us like wheat. But as you did for Peter, make intercession for us even now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we commit it all into your hands. We ask that you would just bless us. Have your way continuously. And Father, if there is someone that is listening to this episode that does not know you, Father, we pray, oh God, that they would not just confess with their mouth and believe in their heart, But Lord, we pray that you will lead them down the complete path of salvation, that they will repent of their sin, that they will be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of their sin, and that they will be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. Father, touch them even now, God, that they will say yes to your will and yes to your way. Help them to understand, oh God, that this road is not an easy one, but as they give themselves over to you completely, you, oh God, will guide their very step, every single step that they have, that they're able to walk in victory, that they're able to walk in what you have purposed for them. Lord, we ask all these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I pray this exhortation has inspired you to act on God's word, challenged you to believe what his word says, and encouraged you to put your confidence in him. With that being said, have a safe and wonderful Christmas holiday, everyone. Much love and many blessings. Merry Christmas. Bye. Hey friend, thank you for listening to today's exhortation. I believe you were inspired, challenged, and encouraged today. Because of that, don't keep it to yourself. Share this podcast with a friend, a family member, even a coworker. Feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of your day. I really feel so special. Let's do this again. See you next Monday.